Listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions. And you'll have time to check your work. At the start of each recording, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each recording twice. At the end of the test, you'll be given 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 1. You're going to listen to the recording. Before you listen, you'll have 20 seconds to read the instruction carefully. And you'll listen to the piece twice.
You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You overhear 2 people talking in a restaurant. Where has the woman just come from? A. A supermarket. B. A hospital. C. A football match.
I felt so sorry for her. She just couldn't cope. She had the baby under one arm and a list in the other. And he was screaming, all red in the face. She must have only just come out of hospital. He was so tiny.
So you offered to help?
Well, I wanted to get through the checkout and pay for my things quickly. Otherwise I knew I'd be late getting here.
Well, I've only been here half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was such a queue. And then I forgot. It's the big football game today. And the rows were just packed, so I felt so sorry for her. She just couldn't cope. She had the baby under one arm and a list in the other. And he was screaming, all red in the face. She must have only just come out of hospital. He was so tiny.
So you offered to help?
Well, I wanted to get through the checkout and pay for my things quickly. Otherwise I knew I'd be late getting here.
Well, I've only been here half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was such a queue. And then I forgot. It's the big football game today, and the rows were just packed, so I couldn't...
2. You hear a man talking about a mobile phone he has bought. What most attracted him to this phone? A. Its size. B. Its reliability. C. Its price.
I've never wanted to walk around with an enormous mobile, you know, fixed to my belt or whatever, because that's socially embarrassing, isn't it? So I was really taken with the Edmondson GP876 model, which you can just slip in your inside pocket and no one's the wiser, if you know what I mean. And it says in the blurb, satisfaction guaranteed. Should your mobile develop a fault in the first year, we will replace it the next day. Well, to be honest, it wasn't exactly what you call cheap. So I'm rather hoping that I don't need to find out just how good that particular promise is. Well, I've never wanted to walk around with an enormous mobile, you know, fixed to my belt or whatever, because that's socially embarrassing, isn't it? So I was really taken with the Edmondson GP876 model, which you can just slip in your inside pocket and no one's the wiser, if you know what I mean. And it says in the blurb, satisfaction guaranteed. Should your mobile develop a fault in the first year, we will replace it the next day. Well, to be honest, it wasn't exactly what you call cheap. So I'm rather hoping that I don't need to find out just how good that particular promise is.
3. You hear a man talking on the phone about buying a house. What is the purpose of his call? A. To apologise. B. To complain. C. To obtain information.
Hello, it's Mr. Brown here. I got your message. Yes, I was really sorry to hear the house I wanted had just been sold. Yeah, I missed the chance to buy the house of my dreams. Yeah, I know it wasn't your fault. I should have contacted you earlier. Yeah, that's why I'm now eager to hear of any houses that come on the market. As you know, what I want is a house which combines a kitchen and breakfast room with lots of space for living, eating and cooking. Yeah, I'm tired of small places where you can hardly move. Hello, it's Mr. Brown here. I got your message. Yes, I was really sorry to hear the house I wanted had just been sold. Yeah, I missed the chance to buy the house of my dreams. Yeah, I know it wasn't your fault. I should have contacted you earlier. Yeah, that's why I'm now eager to hear of any houses that come on the market. As you know, what I want is a house which combines a kitchen and breakfast room with lots of space for living, eating and cooking. Yeah, I'm tired of small places where you can hardly move.
4. You hear a teenage girl talking about her hobby. What is she talking about? A. A computer game. B. A musical instrument. C. A piece of sports equipment.
I got it as a present from my father when I was 14. My family thought it would be a phase, that I'd go off the idea. Mum doesn't believe there'll be any money in it, but Dad is quite interested because, apart from football, it's the only thing I can talk to him about at the moment. If you're not going to make the effort to practice on it, no way is anyone going to be interested in you. I think one of the reasons you see so few girls playing in bands is that they tend not to be willing to do all that work. I got it as a present from my father when I was 14. My family thought it would be a phase, that I'd go off the idea. Mum doesn't believe there'll be any money in it, but Dad is quite interested because, apart from football, it's the only thing I can talk to him about at the moment. If you're not going to make the effort to practice on it, no way is anyone going to be interested in you. I think one of the reasons you see so few girls playing in bands is that they tend not to be willing to do all that work.
5. On the news, you hear a story about a cat. Where was the cat found? A. In a train carriage. B. On the railway lines. C. On a station platform.
A cat with a mind of its own joined the 11:55 train from King's Lynn yesterday. A passenger spotted the cat, thought to have boarded at Littleport, and handed it to a member of the platform staff once the train got to Ely station. The friendly cat was put in a box and returned to Littleport. Eventually, its owner, Jack Prince from Littleport, was reunited with his cat. It is thought that the cat must have crossed the lines at Littleport and waited on the platform, together with a dozen passengers who didn't notice it at all. A cat with a mind of its own joined the 11:55 train from King's Lynn yesterday. A passenger spotted the cat, thought to have boarded at Littleport, and handed it to a member of the platform staff once the train got to Ely station. The friendly cat was put in a box and returned to Littleport. Eventually, its owner, Jack Prince from Littleport, was reunited with his cat. It is thought that the cat must have crossed the lines at Littleport and waited on the platform, together with a dozen passengers who didn't notice it at all.
6. You hear a woman talking about how she gets ideas for her work. Who is the woman? A. A novelist. B. An artist. C. A filmmaker.
I work with my husband, Bob, and every time we have a holiday somewhere, we seem to come up with an idea. And touring round the USA last year, he'd written the words for this children's ghost story, but I had no idea how to get the atmosphere in the pictures, which is my role in the partnership. And then we went to Las Vegas, and all that amazing architecture lit up at night under the desert sky was dreamlike. I mean, despite all the films, nothing prepares you for what it actually feels like to be there. I just sat down and started sketching out ideas on the spot. I work with my husband, Bob, and every time we have a holiday somewhere, we seem to come up with an idea. And touring round the USA last year, he'd written the words for this children's ghost story, but I had no idea how to get the atmosphere in the pictures, which is my role in the partnership. And then we went to Las Vegas, and all that amazing architecture lit up at night under the desert sky was dreamlike. I mean, despite all the films, nothing prepares you for what it actually feels like to be there. I just sat down and started sketching out ideas on the spot.
7. You hear two people talking. How does the woman feel? A. Surprised. B. Satisfied. C. Relieved.
There they are! At last! I've been looking for them everywhere.
What? Your keys? You're always losing them.
I know. And I really thought I'd lost them for good this time. Thank goodness.
Why don't you make sure you put them down in the same place? Then you'd have the satisfaction of finding them whenever you wanted them.
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. I'll think about it. There they are! At last! I've been looking for them everywhere.
What? Your keys? You're always losing them.
I know. And I really thought I'd lost them for good this time. Thank goodness.
Why don't you make sure you put them down in the same place? Then you'd have the satisfaction of finding them whenever you wanted them.
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. I'll think about it.
8. You turn on the radio and hear a man speaking. What are you listening to? A. A history program. B. A science fiction story. C. An advertisement.
Discover the amazing secrets of the planet Earth in 3 major recently launched exhibitions: From the Beginning, Earth's Treasury, and Earth Today and Tomorrow, which form the finest series of exhibitions of their kind in the world. Together they tell Earth's dramatic story, starting with the birth of the universe, exploring the forces that shape it and the riches within it, concluding with a glimpse into the future and what it might hold for our planet. Discover the amazing secrets of the planet Earth in 3 major recently launched exhibitions: From the Beginning, Earth's Treasury, and Earth Today and Tomorrow, which form the finest series of exhibitions of their kind in the world. Together they tell Earth's dramatic story, starting with the birth of the universe, exploring the forces that shape it and the riches within it, concluding with a glimpse into the future and what it might hold for our planet.
That's the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 2. You're going to listen to another recording. Again, before you listen, you'll have 20 seconds to read the instruction carefully. And you'll listen to the piece twice.
The modern answer to the office worker's sedentary lifestyle is to sign up at a gym. Such is the demand that 18% of us are members of a gym. With me tonight is Mark Stanwyck, press officer of the National Fitness Association. Mark, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Kate.
Now, you were saying before that if someone is considering joining a gym, they should first do some serious research, rather than just choosing the one which is closest to their home. What is the reason for that?
Well, Kate, there are many different services gyms can offer. Do you want a poser's paradise in which to show off your muscles? Do you want a gym that hosts various classes such as aerobics and yoga? Are you looking for one that has a vibrant social scene? Or do you want to keep your head down and just get on with losing some weight in peace? Perhaps you want staff to provide you with motivation and encouragement. All of these questions must be answered by your initial research. If you end up in the wrong kind of gym, you will lose motivation very quickly indeed and simply stop going, and all your money and effort will go down the drain.
I see. So what are the things I should be looking out for?
Well, before calling in on a gym, ring to see if you can book a good time for a walk round with one of the instructors. Gyms are normally busiest between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on weekdays. Although you do want to see the gym in action at a time when you might be attending, you will want to first view all the facilities without sweaty people constantly pushing past you. Also, have a quick look at the car park to see how busy it is before stepping through the doors. Notice the general atmosphere of the gym. Do the instructors look extremely busy? Is there loud music playing? Does it smell fresh or stale? In a nutshell, is it the kind of place you want to visit regularly?
I see. So suppose I've found my kind of gym. Now it's time to join?
Not just yet. There are a few things to talk about with them. You will probably already know what the monthly cost of being a member is. But what does that include? Does it include everything, or are services such as yoga classes and personal trainers going to cost more? Do you get a fresh towel each time you go, or will that cost extra? Are lockers in the changing rooms free, or are you going to have to remember to bring loose change every time you exercise?
Right. What if I have to sign a contract?
It is best to take home any contract that you may have to sign and go through it carefully, looking for what happens if you leave or if the gym goes bust or moves. Be suspicious of a gym that is reluctant to let you take away a contract to look over, and distrust it even more if it is determined to secure your signature on your first visit, and avoid life memberships. You might move town at some point, or at least want to change your gym.
Wow! All these things to think about. I think most people are a bit uncertain about joining when they think it's simple. After today, they may decide not to bother at all.
It's not that bad, really. You know, joining a gym is a lifestyle change. If you do it right, it can make a great difference. You'll be healthier and happier every day. So don't let small difficulties discourage you. It's really worth it. Go for it. Just make sure your gym is a place where you want to be, and not a place you'll never want to see again after a few visits.
The modern answer to the office worker's sedentary lifestyle is to sign up at a gym. Such is the demand that 18% of us are members of a gym. With me tonight is Mark Stanwyck, press officer of the National Fitness Association. Mark, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Kate.
Now, you were saying before that if someone is considering joining a gym, they should first do some serious research, rather than just choosing the one which is closest to their home. What is the reason for that?
Well, Kate, there are many different services gyms can offer. Do you want a poser's paradise in which to show off your muscles? Do you want a gym that hosts various classes such as aerobics and yoga? Are you looking for one that has a vibrant social scene? Or do you want to keep your head down and just get on with losing some weight in peace? Perhaps you want staff to provide you with motivation and encouragement. All of these questions must be answered by your initial research. If you end up in the wrong kind of gym, you will lose motivation very quickly indeed and simply stop going, and all your money and effort will go down the drain.
I see. So what are the things I should be looking out for?
Well, before calling in on a gym, ring to see if you can book a good time for a walk round with one of the instructors. Gyms are normally busiest between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on weekdays. Although you do want to see the gym in action at a time when you might be attending, you will want to first view all the facilities without sweaty people constantly pushing past you. Also, have a quick look at the car park to see how busy it is before stepping through the doors. Notice the general atmosphere of the gym. Do the instructors look extremely busy? Is there loud music playing? Does it smell fresh or stale? In a nutshell, is it the kind of place you want to visit regularly?
I see. So suppose I've found my kind of gym. now it's time to join?
Not just yet. There are a few things to talk about with them. You will probably already know what the monthly cost of being a member is. But what does that include? Does it include everything, or are services such as yoga classes and personal trainers going to cost more? Do you get a fresh towel each time you go, or will that cost extra? Are lockers in the changing rooms free, or are you going to have to remember to bring loose change every time you exercise?
Right. What if I have to sign a contract?
It is best to take home any contract that you may have to sign and go through it carefully, looking for what happens if you leave or if the gym goes bust or moves. Be suspicious of a gym that is reluctant to let you take away a contract to look over, and distrust it even more if it is determined to secure your signature on your first visit, and avoid life memberships. You might move town at some point, or at least want to change your gym.
Wow! All these things to think about. I think most people are a bit uncertain about joining when they think it's simple. After today, they may decide not to bother at all.
It's not that bad, really. You know, joining a gym is a lifestyle change. If you do it right, it can make a great difference. You'll be healthier and happier every day. So don't let small difficulties discourage you. It's really worth it. Go for it. Just make sure your gym is a place where you want to be, and not a place you'll never want to see again after a few visits.
That's the end of the listening section. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers.
Time's up. Thank you.